Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios to talk about the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Craft Show, which is coming up this weekend. Jackie Wicke is in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. 51 good. Times you've done this?
51 times. That's right.
I guess 50 times you've done it. 51 you're going to do.
Going to. That's true. You know, and it would have been one more, but yeah.
We understand. And it seems like things are bouncing right back to normal again.
Doing pretty good. Yeah, everybody still being a little careful, but I think we should be. So yeah, that's good.
Good. Well, craft fair coming up this weekend. Tell them the details.
Okay, it's a Saturday out at the Cass County Community Center, out at our beautiful fairgrounds out on the west side of town. We're going to be open from 9 to 3 and with a dollar admission. Now, with that dollar admission, it kind of lets us know how many people come through the doors, because that's real important to our vendors. A lot, that's kind of what they ask right away, is how many people go through. And we have a very good amount. Plus, that gives everybody a chance for a door prize. Each one of our vendors gives us a little gift of something that they have that day. And we draw the tickets about every 20 minutes so that everybody has a chance for those door prizes. So that's kind of what it gives us a chance for, and we've got a great show for a one-day show, and a lot of vendors. We've got 38 different vendors and multiple spaces with some of those people. We've got them coming from three different states right now, and we've still got about five more that we're still talking with and waiting for their confirmation. So possibly a few more yet by Saturday. And we're going to have something for everyone. Jewelry is always a big item. Sure. We will have leather items, handcrafted soaps, sauces, soups, jellies, popcorn, lots of food, other kinds of goodies that's going to be there. Crocheted items, you know, all of those things that we look for all the time, the handmade items. Scrubbies, hot pads, doll clothes. We'll have a few home-based businesses that will be there, like Mary Kay, Pampered Chef, 31 Gifts. There's going to be people there with pillows and blankets, seasonal gifts. So this is the prime time to come out and start getting for your Thanksgiving and holiday decorations, or for your Christmas gifts. Get them while they're brand new. So,
you know, when we travel on little short trips and maybe we have a little bit of free time to do some shopping, it sounds like these are a lot of the kind of the things that we go out looking for when we do that shopping.
That's
so we
right.
Don't have to travel. We can do that here.
That's right. They're going to be right here waiting for you to come in and check it out. And then you can also have lunch with us. That's always our big thing.
Yeah, very good. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of variety there. Do you try to seek out a lot of different types of things, get some good variety?
Well, we do kind of limit, like if the like the home-based businesses, you know, we don't want too many of one, like the 31 or Pampered Chef. We just try to kind of have one since sure. It's a smaller venue. But we just kind of let them come in, and we have such good variety.
I know it's getting late to try to get organized for this weekend.
Yeah.
Do you still have spaces available?
Right now, you can still give us a call. Okay. Janice Brown is our contact this year for spaces. If anyone's interested, give her a call and see if these three, four, or five that we've been kind of waiting on, depending on what they're decide, we might have a space at the last moment. So that would be 243-6598 right here in Atlantic.
Okay, very good. Well, it's a perfect time for gifts because we've got so much going on. Folks like to decorate up for the holidays,
the fall season,
the different holidays now that are going to be coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all those things. So they can find lots of that kind of stuff.
You bet. So fun. My house is always decorated, or my yard's always.
Yeah, you bet. Make it look good, make it smell good, all that kind of stuff. Excellent. Well, this is all an effort to raise money for the effort, for what you do through the BPW. I know scholarships is pretty important to you. A lot of the money goes toward mm-hmm. those efforts.
Yes, they sure do. We give $1,000 to $2,000 scholarships each year from the money that proceeds that we make with our fundraisers. These are pretty special because they go to non-traditional students. And a non-traditional student is someone that has been out of high school for at least 5 years and have now started their family or want to pursue a different degree or just get back into college or get into college. That's what these are there for. I've shared this story, and she's one of our members. She has won our scholarship several times, but when she first contacted me, I seen it on Facebook, and she said, "Is there anybody out there that gives scholarships to old people?" She was not old by any means, but I put her in touch with our scholarship committee at the time, and she's a very wonderful success story because she finished her degree and she is now teaching in our area here. So we're all very proud to have her as a member and also to know that we had a little bit to do with that, you know. So she's a great gal, and it helped her a lot. We also have a memorial scholarship. It's a Bev Mendenhall Memorial Scholarship. And that goes to someone getting into the nursing degree. We have another one that Don Sontag has been helping us the last couple years, and just out of his generosity, giving us money, and we manage that scholarship. And that also goes to someone going into the nursing. We do have one that we manage for Penny Collin. She was a gal from our area, now lives in Omaha. But when she started her career, she was in the sciences and technologies and felt that being a woman, she was skipped over for a lot of things in her career. And so she gives us money each year. And this can go to a high school student that wants to get into the STEM, any of those science, technologies, things like that. So we manage that for her. So we give quite a few scholarships, and we're very active in the community. You can see us out and about at Halloween trick-or-treating or the lighted parade or anything that, you know, we're a member of the chambers, so we're out to a lot of the chamber events. So if anybody would even be interested in joining us, we are the largest BPW in the state of Iowa. And we're very proud of that. We're very active, quite a few people as state committee chairs. And it's a friendship group. It's, you know, doing good for your community. We learn something because every meeting we have an educational speaker, and we have supper that we go to different restaurants, or if we have at a location that we have it catered, we kind of spread everything around. So
yeah, well, it's interesting that to do some scholarships that are non-traditional, mm-hmm. because when you think about how much it takes for someone to make that decision to get mm-hmm. back into the school situation again, perhaps with younger people,
definitely,
and your yes. situation now as life has happened to you, mm-hmm. so you may have children, you may have other things that you have to work around. It takes quite a commitment. So
it
you're
sure
making
does.
A pretty good investment when you're investing in those types of scholarships.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And if folks would like to be a part of BPW, then just make a phone call.
Make a phone call. Myself, Janice, I've given that number. Contact the chamber, because like I said, we are a member of the chamber, and they have all of our information and the phone numbers. We meet every month from September to June, and we meet the third Wednesday of every month. And like I said, we have our regular meeting, we have supper, and we have an educational speaker. So it's a night of food and fellowship and fun. So.
Right. You bet. Well, and that's fun is what's meant to be this Saturday,
Friends,
too.
Food, fellowship, and fun. There we go.
There you go.
All the F's.
All the important ones. Very good. Well, again, Saturday is a big day for you with the craft fair, or the craft show coming up. Give them the details again.
This Saturday, October 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building out at our beautiful fairgrounds. Dollar admission, so you get a chance at a lot of the door prizes. We will be having concession stand open, which that is very special to us. We will be having our famous Sloppy Joes, some pulled pork sandwiches, hot dogs, potato salad, homemade pies. We've got a whole list of coconut cream, banana cream, pumpkin, pecan, about something for everyone. So we've got to-go containers, so have one there and take one home for supper or another day.
Very good. Well, we should mention, too, it's not just for the ladies. Gentlemen are welcome.
That's right. We'll have rolls and coffee ready in the morning, so you can sit down and have a cup of coffee while everybody shops. And there's going to be leather items. There's something for everyone. There's somebody that's going to be there, items with pain relief. We've got a hypnotist. So there's just something for everyone. So guys and gals, come on out.
Come on in, take a look, and you might go home happy. Very good. Well, you'll go home happy. You might go home with a few extra things in the bag. You never
bet.
Know.
A lot of little snacks and goodies. So.
You betcha. Very good. Well, good luck with that this weekend. Hope you have a great day and a great crowd for that, Jackie. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you for all your help and letting me visit with you about the craft show. It's always important to us, and you can always plan on us being there every fall.